Good morning, everybody. Welcome to CCF and to the house of the Lord. And I know what you're thinking. Pastor Colton, you've gotten really old really fast. No, let's not go that far. That's not polite to lie in church. Pastor Colton asked me if I would bring the message today, and David knows me. He knows that I'm going to cry like a little baby. And he knows me so well that not only I have a box, but then I have a package within the box in case this runs out. So thank you, David. Everybody knows that I will cry at some point, and today will be no exception. Today we're going to continue in the series between the and. And we're going to talk today about strong and courageous, with some lion and the lamb there towards the end. So let me ask you, what do you think when someone asks you, what is strength? Do you automatically think of physical strength? We went to a strongman competition, which Matt participated in, and we got to see men and women throw 400 and 500 pound weights around, carry it, throw in 170 pound bags up over tall things, and physical strength, there was no short of that there. By the way, Matt competed, placed second in his division for the first time ever doing a strongman competition. So go, Matt. Do you think of mental or emotional strength? Going through a traumatic event, maybe you've been through one yourself and you've made it through to the other side, or that you've seen a loved one go through it and you've watched how they have made it through. Do you think of a combination of things? Like somebody battling an illness, or you yourself has battled an illness, or you've watched a loved one fight for their life. What about spiritual strength? What does that look like? Think about these questions, and I'm going to ask a series of other questions. As we go through this message today, we're going to briefly look at a couple of examples of godly strength and courage. So as we begin, let us stand for the reading of the word. Today we're going to read, the first part of the scripture is going to be Joshua chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever. Am I cutting out? Okay. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word, Lord. Well, we ask, Lord, that you be with us today and you give us exactly what it is that we need to hear. Flood this place with your Spirit, Lord Jesus. Melt the hardened hearts. Unclog the ears. Let your word dive directly into our souls so that we can apply it, use it, meditate on it, and go out and spread your word and tell people who you are and what you're about. And we want to give you every ounce of honor and glory in that. It's in your precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Be strong and courageous. God told Joshua 3 times to be strong and courageous. Why? Well, let's get a little bit of a backstory here. Joshua was the new leader of the nation of Israel, as they have been in the wilderness for 40 years. Moses, Joshua's mentor and teacher, has passed away. And they are about to enter the promised land. Sounds good, right? We're going to enter, finally, after 40 years. We've been wandering through the wilderness. We've been dealing with everything you can think of. We're finally going to get to go into the promised land. The land that is flowing with milk and honey. The place where we can finally rest and call home. The land of giants. Enemies occupying every piece of land. Battle after battle after battle after battle. I don't know about you, but if I was Joshua, this was coming on, I would not think this is the promised land. I would think seeing giants, you know, the wilderness wasn't that bad. You provided for us out there. It'll be good. How many of us have giants right now in our lives? Ones that make us scared. Ones that make us want to give up. Ones that tell us we don't have it in us to fight. We battle our giants every day. Or is it just me? Constantly being told within myself that I'm not good enough. That I'm not doing enough. That I'm a failure to my wife and my kids, to my church, and more importantly, God. I fight it every day. But I get constantly reminded through this scripture and others that God tells Joshua and us to be strong and courageous. Not to have faith in our own doing, but in the Lord's strength. To hold tight to His word. To not get discouraged. God is saying, I know this is going to be tough and hard, but I have got you. You are not going to do this alone. God already showed He was with Moses and His people in the wilderness. And He knew that He would not leave Joshua. He was telling Joshua to have peace in knowing that God was with him. And when you read the rest of the book of Joshua, God delivered on his promise to Joshua and to his people. If we hold tight to our Lord and Savior, if we devour his word, stand on it, stand on his promises, we have his strength. And that allows us to have courage, knowing. How many of you know that you know that you know, Brother Ralph? How many of you know that you know that you know that your Lord and Savior is with you? Always. Doesn't that give you strength? Doesn't that make you feel like there's a chance? I believe. I have faith. That God will see me through this. That I will not get crushed. That the weight of this world will not beat me down to the point where I want to give up. How many of us have days where it just feels like it's just hard to breathe? We've all been there. But God is saying, I have you. You are here. Use my strength. Do you know that God has got you? Do you believe that God will never leave you? Do you walk through life believing that way? Are you ready to go into the spiritual war that we live in right now? Believing in that? Being strong and courageous? Now let's look at somebody else. Let's look at David. Not that David. In 1 Samuel 17, 34 through 37, this is David as he is getting ready to fight Goliath. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him. I struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him. Your servant has struck down both lions and bears. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God. And David said, the Lord who has delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. If you look at David, David was not afraid to face Goliath on the battlefield. When all the other soldiers in the army were crowding and they were hiding behind the rocks, he's still there. He's still there. He's still there. How about now? Yep, yep, he's still there. David's like, hey, what's going on? You worried about him? That guy? That guy? You worried about him? I got him. Let's go. David was not afraid to face Goliath on the battle. It wasn't because he was the strongest or he was the most experienced warrior. He was a young shepherd boy, around 15 to 19 years old. Goliath was almost 10 foot tall and was a very experienced soldier and warrior with many victories underneath his belt. By all circumstances, if you just look at those stats right there, I would have already been back home underneath the bed. But David said, no. I will go and I will defeat this giant. Why? Because he's defying the army of the living God. David had the courage because he knew that God had already helped him with a lion and a bear. Now see, how many times have we in our lives dealt with lions and bears? We have dealt with our own problems, burdens, insecurities, issues that we have dealt with in life. And how many times have we looked back and we could say, God saw me through this. God got me through that. God gave me strength. God gave me courage. So when we can go up to the next time we're fighting a giant, we have faith in our God because he has helped us time and time and time again. David had the courage because he knew that God already helped him with a lion and bear. He had faith and knowledge that God wouldn't leave him. He didn't need to rely on his own strength. He had the Lord's. When he picked up those five smooth stones, he had faith that his God would see him victorious. He wasn't relying on himself. He wasn't relying on his strength. He wasn't relying on his own courage. He was relying on what the Lord was providing for him. The beautiful part in all this is that we serve the same God. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If your life is constantly ever changing, there is and can be one constant in your life, and that is Christ. So the next time you face your giant, you face that uphill battle, knowing that the constant is Christ. Do you have faith in God's strength? Do you believe his blood covers you? Do you believe he will see you through whatever comes? Does that give you the courage to step forward, to step up, to continue on? This is where it's going to go off the rails. I'm going to be honest with you. Preparing for this today was extremely difficult. To be bluntly, it was hard when talking about strength and courage to not talk about something that you've seen the past year in your face. And I'm talking about two different people one at the end of their life and one at the beginning. Most of you know, I lost my mom not even 2 months ago after a year-long battle of cancer. Hospital visit after hospital visit, treatment after treatment. I watched this woman never lose her faith. I watched this woman proclaim her love for the Lord. Up until her last dying breath. And I'm not saying this to put my mom on a pedestal, even though in my eyes she is. I'm saying this is because she knew where her strength came from. She knew who had her. Even up until 2 days, 2 or 3 days before she passed away, she was witnessing to her grandchildren, telling them about her Jesus, trying to comfort them as she's getting ready to pass. Telling them that if they just hold tight, they just hold tight to God, He will be there to help them. And that if they don't see God, it's because He's carrying them. That's strength. That's courage. That's what I think of. Because my mom didn't want to go, but she knew who was in control. And she had the courage to say, I'm ready. She had the courage to say, I'm going to talk about Jesus until I can't anymore. And then I think, on the flip side, I think of our little miracle, Elena, who back in September was gone for 20 minutes. Who for 6.5 weeks fought for her life in St. Louis NICU. But what I saw was something I could never imagine. This little baby who couldn't talk, couldn't walk at certain points in time, didn't even have control of her movement of her arms and legs, was showing who God was. Was showing God, or showing people who God was. Showing nurses, showing doctors, anybody she came in contact with, they walked away changed. She was using God's strength. And she fought. And that beautiful little girl is around and alive today and thriving. Thriving, surprising and surpassing all doctors' expectations. And we heard time and time and time again God's got plans for that little girl. God is working in that little girl. God is using that little baby. We could see. We could see the strength of Christ in that child. So when you're standing in front of your giant and realizes that God is going to be right beside, yelling out, I know you're tired. I know you're afraid. I know you're beaten up. Have courage and hold fast. Here, use my strength. Use my power. Use my love. Use my grace. I got you. I won't leave you. My blood covers you. I recently read this and wanted to share it with you. To confront the giants in your life, your five smooth stones are God is, God has, God can, God will, and God does. Those are your stones. Those are what you need to face your battles, to face whatever may come. When we think of Christ, we think of the sacrificial lamb. We think of the gentle, loving, caring God. And we should, because He is all that and much more. But you see, there is another side to God that we must not forget. The lion. All powerful, almighty, full of strength and tenacity. Christ is both. He is the lamb, but also the lion. Now we're going to play this little scenario. What if I were to say, you need to go into this house by yourself at midnight? You're like, I don't know about that. Of course, we do have some crazy adventurers in here. Says, I'll go, I'll do it. Now, what if I said, there's a mass murderer in there too? How would you feel about going in there by yourself, alone, at midnight? You would pause. And if you didn't pause, I would have to wonder if you're the mass murderer in the house. But if you stop and think about it, how many times in our lives has that been our world? Scary. Not knowing what's going around the corner. Waiting for everything just to fall down around you. Waiting to see if something else is going to jump up and attack you. Now, what if I said they are going in with you? Or even better, ahead of you. Would you still be afraid? Or would you have the courage to go in? Knowing that this group is going to scour every inch of that house to make sure that nothing is going to get you. You see, that's our Jesus. In Zephaniah 3:17, the Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but rejoice over you with singing. We have a warrior with us. One who saves and sings over us. We have the courage because he fights with us and for us. See, when we think we are going into this battle fighting in Jesus' name, we are fighting the world, we are fighting Satan, we are fighting everything that comes against us. We think we are this. We think we're all right in Jesus' name, we're going to go. But in reality, this is it. This is the truth. We think we're this mighty warrior and we're with our little paper sword. God has gone ahead. He has made the sacrifices. He has taken all the things that are supposed to come at us. His blood covers us, protects us, helps us. Whether it is a burden, a ministry, a calling, a problem with work, your own insecurities, or the world we live in, it is not and will not be about what we are capable of within our own strength, our own courage, our own abilities. It is and will always be about God's strength, God's love, God's plan for you and His people that is covered by His blood. I read an article last night kind of talking over this, and it said to go into your household and lift heavy, and then go into another part of the house and lift something light, to signify that no matter what the burden or problem is, that God is lifting it with you. But I don't necessarily agree with that. It actually reminded me of a personal story that seems more accurate. Get ready to tell on you. We were running out of closet space very quickly. And she knows what I'm going to talk about now. And so we decided we were going to go buy a couple armoires. And so we found a couple over at Lowe's that we liked. And we went over there. We got the little flat cart. And we go over that way. And the boxes, you know, here to here, about that wide. And each of them weighed about 180 to 200 pounds. So they're about this tall. So Christy's got one end of it, and I'm bear hugging about a third of the way in. And we start sliding it off. I'm like, you all right? Yeah, I'm okay. We get a little closer. We get it off. And she's like, I don't got it. I don't got it. I don't got it. Her knees are buckled. She's buckling. I don't got it. I hold on to it, and I said, I know. I do. And she goes, oh, okay. What do you want me to do? Meanwhile, while we're doing this, the cart starts rolling away. And I go, hey. She goes, what do you want me to do? I'm like, go get the cart. And she's just watching it. And she goes, oh, okay. Goes, gets the cart and brings it over. And I laugh and I joke about it now. Because I had to do it again with the second one. Luckily, she held on to the cart this time on the second one. I say that to say that, praise team, you can come up. You see, no matter what it is, God is the one doing all the lifting. God is the one doing all the hard work. We simply need to have the courage to put out our hands and put our hands on it.